So let's review. The Gemara begins with a discussion about sitting in the sukkah on the eighth day for people outside of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda ben Radya of Shmuel bar Shila said in the name of Rav that Shmini suffix Shvi, Shvi l'sukkah u'shmini l'bracha. The eighth day, that might be the seventh day, is treated like the seventh day regarding sukkah and that we must dwell in the sukkah. However, it is treated like the eighth day regarding bracha, which Rashi explains, Sh'aymi b'tfilo u'birchas ha'mazin v'kiddush esyem ha'shmini chag atzeres hazeh. In davening, benching, and kiddush, we say esyem hashmini chag atzeres hazeh, rather than esyem chag asukas hazeh. Rabbi Yechon amar shmini lezeh ulezeh. Rabbi Yechon disagrees and says the eighth day outside of Eretz Yisrael is treated like the eighth day regarding both sukkah and bracha. The Gemara has two versions to clarify this argument. First, meisev kuliyama leplig in the asvinan. Everybody agrees that we must dwell in the sukkah on the eighth day. Ki pligi livruchi. They only disagree whether we recite the bracha leisha b'sukkah. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Radya, the eighth day is completely like the seventh day regarding sukkah, and that we even recite the bracha leisha b'sukkah. According to Rabbi Yechanan, the eighth day is like the eighth day regarding sukkah, and that we do not make the bracha leisha b'sukkah. Amar Rabbi Yosef, nekoyt Rabbi Yechanan biyotcha. Rav Huna bar Bizna b'chol gedoyli ha'adori iklu b'sukkah b'shmini safik shvi. We follow the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan because all the great men of the generation sat in the sukkah and shmini atzeres, but they did not make the bracha leisha b'sukkah. The Gemara cites a different version of this discussion. Ikeda amri, bruchi kuli ami loy pligi d'loy mervachinan. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yechanan agree that the bracha is not said on the sukkah when it's shmini safik shvi. Ki pligi lemeisav. They disagree regarding the dwelling itself. Lamanda meshiva lesukkah meisav yasvinan. According to Yehuda, Shmini Safik Shvi is treated as the seventh day and that we must dwell in the sukkah. According to Rabbi Yechanan, Shmini Safik Shvi is treated completely like the eighth day and that we do not dwell in the sukkah at all. Upon which, Amr Rabbi Yosef, Nekoit Rabbi Yechanan Biyatcha, Demarid, Deshmait, Emani, Rabbi Yehuda, Bered of Shmuel Bar Shilas, Ubishmini Safik Shvi, Levar Mesukkah Yosef. We follow Rabbi Yechanan because Rabbi Yehuda Breder of Shmuel Bar Shilas, who quoted Rav that we must dwell in the sukkah, he himself did not dwell in the sukkah on Shmini Safik Shvi. The Gemara concludes, the Hilchasa Mesav Yasvinan Bruchi Limer Vachinan. The final halach is that we dwell in the sukkah on the eighth day, but we do not make the bracha Leisha B'sukkah. The Gemara quotes another statement of Rabbi Yechanan regarding Shmini Atzeres. On Rabbi Yechanan, Oimrim Zman B'Shmini Shal Chag, Ve'inim Zman B'Shvi Shal Pesach. We recite Shechiyon on Shmini Atzeres, the eighth day of Sukkot, but we do not recite Shechiyon on the seventh day of Pesach. The Gemara explains, Shmini regel b'fnei atzmehu. Shmini Atzeres is not part of Sukkot, but a separate Yom Tov, as we see regarding the following three mitzvahs of Sukkot, which do not apply in Shmini Atzeres. Sukkah, we do not dwell in the Sukkah. Lulav, we do not take the Lulav. Nesach HaMayim, we do not pour the water on the Mizbeach. However, Shvi'i Shel Pesach is part of Pesach. The Gemara points out, although there is no chiyuv achilas matzah on the seventh day, as we learned, Laila Rishon Chayvim Mikam Melech Rishos, however, there is no chiyuv achilas matzah on the first day either. The chiyuv is only the first night. Therefore, Hasam Milayla Chalak Miyayim Eina Chalak, Hacha Fila Miyayim Nami Chalak. Shvi'i Shel Pesach is different from the first night, but it is not different from the first day. But Shmini Atzeres is also different from the other days of Sukkot. Another answer is Zechalak Mishalofanav. Shmini Atzeres is different from the day immediately before it. But Shvi'i Shel Pesach is only different from a day that is before the days that were immediately before it, namely the first day. The Gemara continues to bring three more proofs that Shmini Atzeres is a separate Yom Tov and therefore requires its own Shechiyon. First, Rav Papa says that regarding the Karbonos of Shmini Atzeres, the Torah says par, a single bull. On the other days, the Torah says parim, bulls, in the plural. Nachum Yitzchak says regarding Shmini Atzeres, the Torah says bayim, on the day, without the connecting letter Vav. On the other days, the Pasuk uses Uvayim, and on the day, connecting those days together and separating the eighth day. Rav Ashi says that the word used regarding the eighth day's Karbanos is Kamishpat, according to the law. For the seventh day, the Torah says Kimishpatam, according to their laws, making a distinction between the other days and the eighth day. The Gemara continues. Yehuda says, Shmini regel b'fnei atzmei. The eighth day is a separate Yom Tov. Shmini, carbon, ubracha, Just as the first 7 days require the following four things. Carbon, that's unique carbon. Shir, the recitation of a special tilim which Levim sang while the karbanos were brought. Bracha, it's unique bracha. Lina, spending the night after Yom Tov in Yerushalayim. So too, the Shmini Atzeres requires all of these things as well. The Gemara now shows how this supports Rabbi Yochanan. Because my love's man, we assume the bracha required is Shachianu. However, the Gemara refutes this. Lai, b'chsam mazen u'tfila. It may be referring to mentioning Shmini Atzeres within the brachas of benching and davening. The Gemara now discusses Rabbi Yehuda from the Brice and asks, if he really holds that lina is required for Shmini Atzeres, because we learned in another Brisa that Rabbi Yehuda said Pesach Sheni does not require lina because Esha toin shisha toin lina. Esha ina toin shisha ina toin lina. That which requires 6 days of observance, which Rashi explains really means 7 days, requires lina. If 6 days of observance are not required, lina is not required either. The assumption is that Rabbi Yehuda is excluding the 8th day of Sukkot as well, since it is only a 1 day festival. The Gemara answers that it is only excluding something similar to Pesach, meaning Pesach Sheni, and this is proven from a Mishnah that says the Bikurim, bringing the first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash, require tenu for waving and lina. Since we know Rabbi Yehuda requires waving for the Bikurim, he is this Tano who requires lina also. The mitzvah Bikurim requires lina even though there is no 6 day festival. Therefore, his exclusion of lina only applies to Pesach Sheni. The Gemara proves that Rabbi Yehuda requires waving for Bikurim from a braisa where he says that the verse v'hinachtoi, and you will place, means tenufa. It doesn't mean actual placement, because another pasuk says v'hinichai, and he will place it. This approach implies that only Rabbi Yehuda requires tenufa for Bikurim, and the Gemara challenges this, and says it could be Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who said in the braisa that the Bikurim required tenufa because of a gzeira shava. A pasuk in the context of Bikurim that says v'lokach ha-kohen atenem yadecha, and the kohen will take the basket from your hand, and a pasuk in the context of a carbon shlamim says, Yadav tiviyenes eicha Hashem, with his hands. The owner will bring the fire offerings of Hashem. The word hand in both places teaches that the kohen and the owner perform tenufa together with Bikurim and the shlam. With Bikurim, the owner holds the basket from the top, and the kohen places his hands under the bottom of it. We see that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov also holds that Bikurim required tenufa. The Gemara concludes its original discussion about saying Shachiyon on Shmini Atzeres. Rav Sheshes says, "Ein emrim zman b'shmini shel chag." We do not say Shachiyonu on Shmini Atzeres. Rav Nachman says, "Emrim zman b'shmini shel chag." We do say Shachiyonu on Shmini Atzeres, and the Gemara concludes, "V'helchaso emrim zman b'shmini shel chag," and brings a brisa to support this, which states, "Shmini regel b'fnei atzmei le'inyan pizar keshav." The 8th day is a festival unto itself regarding 6 things, as indicated by the mnemonic pizar keshav. Pay is for pious. A special lottery is performed for the Karbanos of Shmini Atzeres. Zayin is for Zman, the requirement for saying Shechiyonu. Reish is for Regel. It's an independent festival since we do not sit in the Sukkah. Kuf is for Karban. It has its own Karbanos. Shin is for Shira. It has its own verses from Tehillim sung by the Levim when the Karbanos are brought. And Vez is for Bracha. It has its own mention in the davening and benching.